Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. One more hour, we're talking to Zvali, and she was a head trainer in the Illuminati. Zvali, what type of programming do they actually teach you, and how do you learn these different techniques?
Well, you're taught from childhood on. My training in how to be a programmer was very young. I was mentored by another programmer at the age of five by a doctor at George Washington University. And he not only did he do the programming on me, but he also taught me how to do it to others. The types of programming, again, that could be a whole 10-hour segment to go into depth. Just briefly, from the time a child's an infant, all through their life, basically, they're tested, they're profiled. The trainers can create a psychological profile, and then they update it frequently. And basically, they're trying to install in the child the ability to obey, loyalty to the group, and the ability to do their job within the group. Now, those jobs vary in complexity. I mean, you may have, on one side, a child trained to be a prostitute. On the other end, you may have a child trained to become a governmental figure, which is a lot more complex programming. But as long as the loyalty to the group is instilled first, and that's the first and foremost programming always installed, then no matter what their eventual role is, they will remain loyal, and that becomes their first loyalty. Whatever nation, whatever their public role in life is, their first and foremost loyalty will be to the group and to serve its goals. Whether they know, a lot of times the goal of the tooth is to be able to help the child create that complete division between their day role and their night role. So a pleasant, charming, wonderful, kind person in the daytime could be an absolutely cold, ruthless person at night. Or during the day, you know, it's also during the day they do. They may, you may have a housewife with children who goes out and completes a courier job for the group. And no one would ever suspect her. This frumpy looking little housewife with a baby in a car seat is actually carrying some valuable documents. Or, again, I mean, the first and foremost, though, is they want to instill loyalty. And they want to discourage people from questioning orders. They really don't want you questioning that, and they want you to obey their directives. And should people show signs of not doing that, then they go in for tips. Actually, people are being programmed all through their life. We used to call them tune-ups, you know. And it's a lifelong process for members of the group.
So, you know, we have a minute here before our break, and then we'll get back and get in-depth in some of these areas. But what went wrong with you? I mean, the dropout rate probably is very low, considering the number of – considering the training. But what went wrong with you? They somehow missed something.
When I was very young, I absolutely believed in the goals of it. You never saw a more loyal group member. I thought that they were saving the world. I thought that we were doing a wonderful thing. But the older I got, I started to see the methods that were being used were so wrong and that the end did not justify the means. I became increasingly cynical, partly because I saw what I was doing to people. I was lying to them. I was manipulating them. I was telling them things that weren't true. And I remember questioning this, thinking, I was told lies as a child too then. I was manipulated. And finally, wow. You know, things like that, you start to question as an adult.
Okay. All right, we're gonna take a break, Zvali. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corp corporate media dominates the American opinion, finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. Svali, I wanted to ask you a question before we get into how you finally left the group and what happened to you afterwards, your life now. Tell us, you wrote an article, it was kind of interesting, A Day in the Life of a Trainer for the Illuminati. Tell us kind of what you went through in a normal day in your role at the Illuminati. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I would get up. At the time that I described in that article, I was teaching at a Christian school. And so I would get up, I would get my 2 children, I dressed ready for school, look just like a normal mom, you know, go through the day, come home, you know, we'd have little friends over and play and stuff like that. And then, you know, have dinner, you know, I was a good mom. I was your average American housewife. I mean, on the surface.
Okay.
But underneath the surface, then my husband and I would remind each other on nights when there was a meeting. And then what we would do is when we go to sleep, I have programming in place that would allow me to wake up within 10 minutes of a specified time. So if I knew there was a meeting that night, I would wake up 10 minutes before it was time to, you know, get ready and go. A lot of times we would even go to bed with our clothes on. And I never thought that was abnormal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everyone went to bed with their clothes on. didn't even question it, you know, on nights when we had meetings. I thought, oh, it's warmer.
Okay.
And then we get up and go and drive to the meeting, and I was also very involved in military in San Diego. In fact, the group has a lot of military orientation, and so a lot of times I would take the kids to their area. There's the area where the kids would go and change. They had a room, and we would have, like, baskets of clothes, and we'd change our clothing. You'd take out your clothing, you know, it had your name on it, and put on your uniform or whatever you wore that night. And the kids would wear these little miniature military uniforms. And then they would go out and do their training exercises. They were learning how to march, how to shoot. All kids in Illuminati know, at least in that area, know how to, like, take apart a gun, put it together, and shoot with deadly accuracy by the age of 8 years old. Martial arts, there's a lot of martial arts training. Sometimes that helps supervise that. Or fill in if a military trainer was, because, you know, you had to know how to do it. Everyone had to be, there's a lot of cross training. But most of the time I supervised the training. I would be working on implementing programming or what we call tuning up, you know, reinforcing previously installed programming in adults. At that point, I was normally supervising the younger trainers. They would be doing it, and I would be there watching and making sure they did it correctly. I would be also evaluating, like, whether sometimes every once in a while we'd be working on something that was somewhat experimental, and then I would be taking a more active role assessing the person's responses to the new protocol, recording it, and if there was any difference between established parameters for that protocol or expected responses, you know, I'd be flagging that.
Give me an example of someone that you were working on. What? How would they be introduced? What would be the reason? Are they in the military? What is? How does someone get sent to you?
No, these were all members of the group.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I can tell you that in San Diego, 20% of the active members of the group were active military.
Okay.
Okay, and think military intelligence. Think high-ranking officials, colonels. You know, commanders. My ex-husband was a lieutenant commander in the Navy, getting ready to become a commander, okay?
All right.
These are not stupid people.
So you're basically involved in working on the programming of the members involved, too?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, we didn't program people that weren't members of the group. You cannot install significantly traumatic mind control programming in a person who is not a member of the group. Now, there are what you can do is what we call passive programming, which is basically through media means. You know, you can set if someone's watching a television program, they go immediately into alpha state. Everyone in the group, I mean, even the baby in the group knows that because these people are very much into behavioral psychology, and that's a trance state almost, a very relaxed state where messages can be implemented. And that's why I very strongly suggest people be very careful about the TV shows they watch. That's all I'll say about that. But no, you cannot take an adult who's not a member of the group and do what we did to them. They would go psychotic or they wouldn't survive it, probably. They wouldn't be able to psychologically handle it.
Tell us some examples of what you were doing, program techniques.
Sometimes it would involve, normally it would start with a hypnotic induction, or even sometimes we'd inject a medication. A lot of times, especially young children, have a lot of fear when they're going into programming, but adults did too. We want them to relax. We'd give them a very short-acting medication to relax them. We would then invoke a hypnotic state in them. We would then, if it's an older person, I'd be checking the codes already installed. If I was getting ready to install programming in a young child, I would tell them, explain to them very patiently exactly the behavior expected. I'd say, I want you to do this and this and this. I'd break it up into steps, and I'd say, first we're going to practice this. I would show the child what I want them to do. I'd model it. I would then tell the child, do it. The child would then do it, okay. But normally they won't do it well the first time, so she or he would get shocked. That was called, because the group very much uses what they call positive and negative reinforcement. Okay, if a child did not do it perfectly the first time, they're shocked. That's the negative reinforcement. Then I'd say, do it again. they would show me the behavior. Now, at this point, we start associating the behavior with an external stimulus or cue, too. Now, a lot of times the child is, if this is a behavior, though, that we want associated with a specific code, the child will often been traumatized very heavily first to create a fragmentation in their personality. And then the code, and then the behavior and the associated cue are given. Like, you might hear a tone like, bing, bing, bing. All right, I want you to do this, bing, bing, bing. The child hears the tone, they get up, and they do the behavior. Once they can perform it perfectly, they're rewarded with praise, good job, or a hug. Children like hugs or something like that. Then you do it over and over and over. That's why trainers have to be very patient people. Because then maybe after the child's done it 50 times, then they hear the cue, they get up, they do it. It's not even a conscious, it's reflexive. At that point, it's considered installed. For very, very important programming, I'm talking about like end-level assassin programming, because we did train people how to assassinate people, and that's a whole other topic that I don't want to go into here.
Okay.
We would then do a ritual to heal the programming afterwards. Okay.
You know something, I was just looking at some of your articles. One was Christmas in the Cult, just to get off on a different subject here.
Sure.
And you say this is quite different for you when you were growing up than it is for most children. Can you just kind of briefly tell us what you meant by that?
Yeah, I mean, we had trees and presents and things like that, but for most children, Christmas is just happy time, you know, lots of presents. But in the group, not some very high ceremonies that are celebrated. Many times I flew to Germany, and there was no Santa Claus. They had a figure called Father Yule, who is... Mm-hmm. who represents Christmas there, but he is not the kind of benevolent Santa that you see here. This is a man with a golden scepter dressed in a white robe and a golden sash around, and I was once at the German father's house where there was a gathering of children and adults, and Father Yule was present, and he raises the scepter and basically strikes down the child in front of everyone.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Strikes down the child?
Yes, he struck down the child with his scepter, and that is not what you call a happy Christmas, you know.
No.
Now, at the same time, yes, we did have tree and, you know, and fruitcake and all that and decorate the house, but there's another side to Christmas.
I'm just listening, and I just can't believe, you know, we got leaders in our country that have probably gone through this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just incredible, this group. I mean, I know they've been around for a long, long time, thousands of years, and gone through. Came here, George Washington was a 33rd degree Mason, and we go on. The question, you know, I want you to understand what, just from my point of view, I just wonder how, you know, you write a story, The End of the Illumina. How do we get rid of these people? I know you're out of it. You couldn't take it anymore, but do you think we can inspire more mid-level people to just leave like you, so they have no one to do this kind of insidious, crazy programming and lifestyle? What do you think?
Well, I believe that as strongly as a Christian, that it's a spiritual warfare as well as a emotional and psychological warfare. I believe that by the grace of God. But I will also say that when I was in the group, a lot of the members are not happy. You will have people in the group that are there because they love it, because they believe in the goals, they're totally dedicated. But to be honest, I knew as many people who would have left in a minute if they thought that they could get out and make it.
You know, about your husband, to break in and then go back to that, do they marry you to somebody in the group, or is that forced on you?
No, in the group, marriages are always arranged in my experience. In my 38 years in the group, I never knew of a couple in the Illuminati that did not have an arranged marriage. It's
Let me just mention a couple that I suspect. Clinton and Bill and Hillary.
Oh, well, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yes,
and
Bill. Go ahead.
A lot of times these marriages are arranged for compatibility, but also for bloodlines, to bring the right bloodlines together.
Okay, good. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. I want to continue this, and then we're going to get into Zvali's life after the Illuminati on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, well, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. And let me tell you, as an interviewer and someone who has researched the Illuminati for a long time, it started way back when I was a young reporter in Rome. It's a whole different ballgame when you're actually talking to someone with experiences like this. It takes it out of that realm of what is quasi-fiction fact into the realm of reality, and it's really shocking. And I'll be honest with you, this is a story that, folks, you have to listen to, because this is going on in our country. All the things you're seeing regarding our rights being taken away, the police state, the war in Iraq, 9/11, all these things have to do with this powerful group. And Zvali, you know, we're talking about mid-level people. Then we're going to talk about some of the lower-level people. I'm interested who they are. But I imagine a lot of these, you said they weren't happy, but a lot of them probably stay because it's very, I mean, it's a very very lucrative way to live, I imagine. You're from wealthy families.
Oh, yeah. In fact, and that's the main thing, that's one of the factors that keeps people in. The reason more people don't leave is because leaving means giving up your husband, your children, your entire family on both sides, your money. And basically, for a lot of people leaving the group, it means giving up everything and starting out penniless and alone. And not only that, but then you're combating internal programming to recontact, to go back, to be loyal, to be a good member. Mm-hmm. And I've known many people have tried to leave and went back because they just couldn't take it.
Do you want to take a phone call right now to break it up?
Sure.
Okay, Marilyn in California. You're on the Investigative Journal, Marilyn.
Yes, I've been just sort of caught part of this. I lost part of it. I'm listening on the Internet, but I didn't quite catch it. How did this woman become involved in this Illuminati training?
Go ahead. Can you explain that, Zvali?
Yes. I was taught it from early childhood. I was mentored into it. Trainers in the group are mentored. You work with older adults, and they show you, and you are given increasing responsibility until by the time you're in your teens. You are basically doing adult training responsibilities. You've been taught for years.
Your parents put you in it, or?
Yes, they were members.
Oh, I see. So it comes down through the parent, one parent to another.
Are yeah, or from both.
Are they private schools?
You what?
Are these private schools?
Well, when my children were schooled at private Christian schools, they were all Illuminati.
Oh, okay. You're saying that the Christian schools are Illuminati?
Some of them are. Not all, but some. No, the ones that my children were in were specifically. But, no, there's a lot of good Christian schools that have nothing to do with the group, but some can be. Now, I went to a public school, but what's interesting is out of three public schools I went to as a young child, two have burned down. So there's no access to any school records.
I'll be darned.
Marilyn, just to get you up to speed, you're born into this, then you're trained as a young child, you go through an induction ceremony in the Vatican, and this is going on with 1 to 2% of our population, according to Zvali, very serious in all levels, government and everything else. Go ahead, Marilyn, you have another question.
Yeah, when you say the Vatican, now that is not a Christian religion. Okay, so I mean, I'm a Christian, but we do not look at Catholics as a Christian religion. We look at them as the precursor of the New World Religion. So
well, you know, if I may just break in, I grew up a Catholic. I don't get involved in the splicing of the religions. I'm basically stating that when I started researching the Illuminati as a reporter in Rome, and I realized there was a bad portion of the church, I looked at it. I had to deal with the evil and the good. And so that's the way I reconciled it, the evil within the Catholic Church. At the high level of the Vatican, which seeps down into many, many areas. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I won't argue that point. I don't agree with it. But it sounds like you have become possibly born again to get out of this. Could I be correct in that?
Yes, Marilyn, very much. Now, first, I do want to say I am not slamming the Catholic Church or the average Catholic. I have many good friends that are Catholics. They are strong Christians. I became a Christian, and that's the only way I could get out. But just so you know, though, too, a lot of card-carrying Illuminists, well, we don't really carry cards, but I'm using that term.
Yes.
Are members of the Baptist Church, are members of Pentecostal churches. In fact, I was on the worship team for a Wesleyan church in San Diego in my day life. Okay?
Okay. Because I'm just very, very confused. I mean, I think this is interesting and as far, you know, many people say that the Catholic Church will be the forerunner of the New World Religion. There's some very good books out. In fact, I think you may have interviewed one of these men, the Grand Plan Design, John Daniel.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Sure.
But the average Catholic has no idea of what's going on in the Vatican.
Yeah. Think that's interesting that the average Catholic would not know what's going on. That's just my take on it.
Well, I'll tell you something. As an average Catholic going to Rome my first time in 1980, I didn't know what was going on, and I grew up as a Catholic, went to Notre Dame High School. It was quite a learning experience for me.
Why do Catholics, when they find out how evil the church is, stay in it? I mean, do they really... Why would they want to stay in it? That's what bothers me. I know some good people that are like that, and I don't get it.
Well, that's the only answer. I don't know. I mean, there are many Catholics that aren't actively practicing.
Yeah. Thank you.
But anyway, we'll leave that for another time. Thanks a lot, Marilyn. We'll be back on the Investigative Journal in 3 minutes with Zvali.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Republic Broadcasting Network toll-free at 1-800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, you know, they're not going to get me, that's for sure. My house is anti-illuminated. It's not going to happen, folks. And, you know, just to end that, Svali, before I get back to you, just to end that conversation we had with Marilyn about Catholicism, I look back and I really thank my dad. And I do it in kind of a way, I'm just thinking about it now. I didn't know what the church was about. But, you know, something strange did happen when I was young. My mom died and I was 10 years old. My brother was 6 months old at the time. She died of leukemia. It was a very, very tragic affair. It left my dad and me and my brother alone. And I remember my dad literally took a priest, a head Monsignor in our parish. And that was, I won't even tell you where, St. John Brebeuf, right outside of Chicago. And this man came into our house, I'll never forget it, and said that he was going to put me and my little brother in an orphanage. And my dad literally picked him up and threw him out the door, literally. Right. And from that point on, my dad never went back to church again. My brother never went to a Catholic school. I, of course, asked if I could finish only because I had friends there. But, you know, who knows what would have happened, looking back on what's the craziness that goes on in the church. But anyways, while you were talking about... you know something, these people that are that do not want to get out because of the financial ties. But let's go back when you were in the Illuminati, and how did this happen? How did you finally leave? And tell us this whole story about you leaving the Illuminati. We haven't touched on that yet.
Sure. Well, I do want to say one thing that I agreed with Marilyn on. Without faith in God, I couldn't have done it, because I became a Christian And that was for me revolutionary because it made me question again more of what I was being taught or had believed all my life. I began to realize that what I was doing was wrong. I became increasingly cynical. And I also then started standing up to the head trainer in the county who despised me because he would do things that were just blatantly cruel for no reason whatsoever. I'd say, "You're wrong." Well, people don't like that. And he took it out on me in a lot of horrible ways. But I finally made the decision to run. I ran to another state because I knew that my chances of getting out while still staying in that area with people I knew, surrounded by people who were in the group, was not going to be very good. So I went to another state.
You had to leave your family and everything, right?
Everything. Well, my children were with their grandparents, and at that point, I thought that was better than them being with my husband, and I was going to go get my kids. But my husband then called, and he said, "I want to reunite with you." And I said, "Okay, that's wonderful." And I said, "But you have to get help. You have to get some treatment because we can't go on. You've got to get out of the group." And he said, "Okay." He said, "I'll pick up the kids and meet you in a week." So, you know, the day before he called, said, "I'll be there tomorrow, blah, blah, blah." And so I was excited thinking, "Oh, he's getting out. That's wonderful." Instead, he had gotten the kids several days before. He was lying to me. I didn't know it. I had gone to a judge, and the day that he was supposed to arrive, there was a knock on my door. It was the policeman serving me a divorce papers and also a restraining order saying that I could not come within 100 yards of my husband or my children. And at that point, I felt slightly punished for leaving the group. I fought that, and I fought for 4 years with a court system that said that things like this didn't occur because my husband would go into court and say, "This woman's psychotic. She's making it all up. There's no way. Ha, ha, ha. This stuff doesn't happen this day and age." And the judge would say, "You're right." Slam. Full custody to the father. And I had to have supervised visitation for 4 years with my own children because I was considered a kidnap risk. But through a lot of prayer, I had my whole church praying for me here in Texas. And through what I believe are a series of miracles, my children were finally allowed unsupervised visitation with me after 4 years. And during that time, I said to my daughter, who was 14, I said, "I want so badly for you to get out." And she looks at me and she starts going, "Oh, you shouldn't have said that, Mom. You shouldn't have said that, Mom." You know, she just freaked out. She just totally lost it. And I realized it was her programming cycling because she was just terrified. You know, she's like, "Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that?" You know, and I said, It's okay, honey, calm down. And then finally she was just shaking. And then finally she said, "Well, I don't want to go back and get hurt." And then I said, "You don't have to." And at that point, I faced federal prison, but I called my ex and I said, I will not let those children go back and get hurt again. And he flew out to get them. And he could have put me in prison at the time because I was breaking the custody visitation. And you know how strong the courts are on that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said, "Please, my daughter and son said, 'We don't want to go back, Dad. We don't want to get hurt. We don't want to do this anymore.'" And he looked at them and he said, "I want to go think about it." And so he went home. And I was praying for him at the time. And then that night he called me and he says, oh, my God. And I said, "What?" He said, "We've got to get out. We've got to get out." And I'm like, "Yes, you do." And he made the decision to get out. At that point, he went to a notary public. He gave me, and he did a legal document, gave me full custody of my children. And then he said he was so sorry for it. He put me through the HELL he put me through for years.
Now, have you had any reprisals from anybody in the group since you leaving, or any warnings to
yes.
keep quiet or
oh,
anything
yeah.
like that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, and there's one time when I did write one article that named some specific dates and times, and I got hurt afterwards, and it made me very cautious. And that's why I don't give a lot of radio interviews and why I don't do a lot of this. That's one reason why.
I appreciate this because, you know, the number of people you're going to help by maybe waking up the American people, what's really going on. Sometimes it's you can wake up many more people by a person like you than talking about 100 million different generalities. Let me take a call. Chris in Washington, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi. Smalley, I just want to say how much I appreciate your bravery in presenting this information in the way that you are. I've read your website recently. And my question is very simple. Based on the information that you're presenting, I'm wondering what timeline the organization of the larger family that you're describing has for implementing the New World Order.
Okay. I was told it would occur during my generation. I was told that by the year 2050 that they would be revealed. Now, again, their timelines change, though. In fact, I think jokingly referred to them as being like the Soviet Union because, you know, how they had their 5 and 10 year plans and then things always got changed. In my own lifetime, I saw several different timelines for things that were supposed to occur change. But as Greg noted, I've also heard of from different people that actually there's a huge push in the last few years. It's like, it's close, let's make things happen more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't begin to guess whether that's an accurate timeline or not. I know what I was told.
I have a follow-up question, and that's it, and this will be it for me. I have recently, against my own resistance to doing so, started to investigate fringe matters, if you will. Among them, the upcoming date on the Mayan calendar of 2012.
Uh-huh.
And as I've done this research, it's I've allowed myself just to be open to this information without believing anything I'm reading. And one of the ideas that's presenting itself is that around 2012, not just according to the Mayan calendar, but many other theories out there, that we will be undergoing, as a planet, a revolutionary shift, if you will, of some kind or another. And I'm wondering in the back of my mind if there might be any kind of race against the clock on that scale, if you will, especially if we're talking about a potential spiritual warfare, your words in play here. Do you see a possible relation there?
Yes, I do. And 2012 is an important year, but again, I was not told that the final revealing would occur then. But I believe that what will happen is there will be events taking place that will help to set the stage. There's going to be, I was told, and again, I'm telling you what I was told while a member of the group, so please take it with a grain of salt, because as I know, these people aren't always honest or trustworthy. They are deceptive, but I was told that there would be an enormous economic collapse prior to the revealing, that basically the stock market would destabilize.
Well, that appears to be already happening.
Yeah, and... Well, and it's, I was told it would make the Great Depression look like Sunday school. And at that time, they're going to really be manipulating finances to bring about chaos, confusion, warfare. And then, I mean, but see, I don't like to be so negative. But I am telling you what I was taught when I was in the group. You know?
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we all do.
Yeah, and so...
You're a great voice.
Well, thank you. I mean, I appreciate that very much. But out of this chaos, they said, would come order. See, the group believes that out of chaos comes order.
I'd rather let things, Svali, these guys want to bring down this country financially, whatever way possible. And right now, your voice is important in that. And, Chris, I really appreciate you saying that because we want to stop these guys. I mean, come on. Let's get American people to get together and just put an end to this. We have a powerful group in numbers. We may not have the money, but we can take it back. And I don't want to be bullied by these kind of people. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Let me take another call. Harper in Canada.
Can you hear
Harper?
Me? Hi,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, great, thanks, Greg. And Svalley, I read your expose when it came out on Suite101.com a few years ago, and I always wondered what happened to you because you vanished from Suite 101. So it's great to hear about you. A couple quick questions. I'll make them real fast. First is the term Moriah Conquering Wind. I never heard that before or since I read it in your expose. I wondered if you could elaborate on that term a little bit. And also wanted to ask you if this cult, as far as you know, claims to or believes to derive any of its heritage from Atlantis or any other lost civilization. Okay?
I'm not sure about the reference to Moriah you're describing, because Moriah is, I mean, but I can certainly address the second question. The Illuminati completely believe that Atlantis is real. They teach it to their children as part of the oral history. They believe it was one of the greatest civilizations that ever existed and one of the most advanced. And what they teach, their take on it is that Atlantis was a great race of highly intelligent people who had a highly advanced state and who were highly enlightened. And what they teach the Illuminati children is that then this prophet of the enemy, who is the prophet of God, came and foretold their destruction if they didn't change their ways, because they were definitely occultists. They were Luciferian, not Atlantis. I mean, that was the religion. And in fact, a lot of the advances that Atlantis enjoyed was passed down to them through supernatural means, is what I'll say. And so they lasted the prophet, and they killed him. And I guess sometime afterwards, we were taught that a few inhabitants escaped, but that tragically the great city was lost. And the Illuminati to this day mourn the loss of Atlantis, because they feel that the few survivors that left were among the great people who helped found the what you would call the precursors of Illuminism.
One more quick question, if I may, and I wanted to ask you if you have any reason to believe that the people, men and or women, at the top of the pyramid, so to speak, practice a kind of magic where they are kind of skipping through time. In other words,
leaving the soul or spirit,
leaving one body and coming and being born into another one, and living through time
all the time. In fact, I didn't go there in this interview because you start sounding wacko if you start discussing things like that. But in the spiritual side, they very much teach things like time travel, traveling out of body, psychic battling, things like that, things that cannot be explained by logic. And I saw things that I cannot explain through human intellect or reasoning that were highly supernatural and involve all of that and more.
Okay, great. It's a pleasure to speak with you, man. God bless
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks, Harper.
Hey,
I think we have Dave Wilcox called in. I think you know Dave through emails.
Yes.
Zvali. Dave, you want to say hello and you have a question for Zvali?
Sure. Zvali, it's great to have you on the air. I'm really glad you decided to do it, so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's good to talk with you.
Yeah. I feel like you're an old friend. I've been reading your stuff for so long, and you share so willingly and openly about yourself. It's a real honor to be able to speak with you in person like this.
Well,
go ahead. Well,
you.
Dave, you may have something you want to say to Zvali. Go ahead.
Sure.
Question?
I think one of the things I'd really like to have covered here is you shared with me in an email recently about the stages of enlightenment that they try to guide people through.
Yes.
And I would like you to try to sketch out for people how the behavioral conditioning that's coming through the media and the movies and so forth might have affected them. In other words, what personality characteristics would you see in a person when they have been influenced by these teachings? How would the average person who's not really a bad person start to be leaning if the Illuminati teachings were actually having an effect on them? What would they be like? What would start happening?
Well, again, as I said, the average person is not going to be a member of the group, so the influence would be much less. But the media, I believe that, well, in fact, I know that some of the media that we're seeing nowadays is specifically targeted towards teaching people their philosophy or goals. All you have to do is watch a children's cartoons on Saturday morning, and almost across the board you'll see morphing, power battles, occult, and that's intentional. Movies coming out. But basically, if a person's being influenced by their teachings, that person will learn to not trust their own instincts, their own feelings, their own body, their own perceptions, they'll be looking outside for guidance. Second of all, they will be leaning towards a heavily occultic worldview. That leaning upon the occult is very heavily encouraged. All you have to do is watch Harry Potter. not to slam one of the most popular movies, but yes, I mean, or The Matrix. If you want to know pure and luminous philosophy, The Matrix shows it.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
The entire...
Right down with Morpheus being broken down with the injections, and they said that it's like hacking a computer.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our final segment, Big Finish on the Investigative Journal with Zvali on the Public Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back with our final segment with Zvali, and she's telling us about her experiences 30 years with this insidious group, the Illuminati, and how deeply penetrated and infiltrated they are in our culture and in our country. Zvali, we talked about the higher levels, the mid levels you were involved in as a head trainer. How low do they go? I mean, I've said all along they're involved in gang stalking, the MK Ultra program, infiltrating truth organizations, infiltrating groups that are trying to do good. How far down do they go?
Well, they go down to the sister group level that I mentioned, and most sister groups have anywhere from usually roughly around 30 members, and those are what a lot of people would consider the what you think of as satanic cults with the high priest and priestess. That would be the lower the local level, the lower level. But those people are also very active in their community, and so they will be involved in infiltrating activities when possible, because to them, it's not infiltrating, it's helping. They think they're helping the group or helping people by becoming a member and spreading the influence.
Let me squeeze in one more caller, Roger, a faithful listener. Roger, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yeah, thanks. I had so big a question and so little time, but maybe I just will squeeze it.
Got a couple of minutes. Yeah. Really try to work it in, Roger.
Yeah, well, you'll enjoy this first, and that is, I recall when Charlotte Iserbeat was here on the local Clear Channel radio show, and the host was, of course, dismissive of an Illuminati agenda. It was great to hear Charlotte say, you're telling me my own father was a high, and she, of course, was the first or second fiddle secretary at the Department of Ed. And she said, you're telling me my own father on his deathbed was telling me, you go get him, girl. And he was one of them. And so that was great. Anyway, my question was towards the philosophical-religious motivators, if you will, which you've been dwelling on. And I've been trying to form it up into a more cohesive integration.
Yeah, try to make it quick. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, to expose the ethos of the, it's like the neocons serve as the pseudo-intellectual rationale for the Illuminati agenda, and I don't presume that it turns on such fine distinctions so much as it is a bare-knuckled lust for power. But everybody has sort of a worldview that's they use to justify their actions, and, of course, it's a most unconservative, humanistic, social engineering agenda on a far larger scale. And now, you mentioned about these people are basically, and it's rare as hand teeth.
Quick, Roger.
Yeah, to find somebody that's not oxymoronically both a spiritualist and occultist, and also hardcore rationalist, or maybe that's just for public consumption, right?
I know there was a question there somewhere, Roger, but anyway, thanks for calling. I only got a minute. I got to finish with Zvali. Zvali, tell us in your own words, you got about a minute or two left here. You went forward, you came forward, you're now living a life completely away from them. What's your hopes of the future in our country right now?
My hope is that people realize that this is happening and that they will start doing something about it. That they will start looking at. Now, again, we're talking about people who are immensely wealthy, so it won't be easy. But if people could rise up in prayer and just say, this isn't okay, if people will become informed enough to want to learn more about it, be aware they exist, and then possibly pray that people will take action against the things that are happening.
We're all out of time. We're going to end on that prayer. I really thank you for coming forward. You're very courageous. We'll talk again, and I'll be back tomorrow on the Investigative Journal. Same time, same place.
Goodbye.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. StopTheFTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.